Thankfully, we are joined right now by our guest. He is a first baseman for the San Diego Padres, a World Series champion, a World Baseball Classic champion, an All-Star, a Silver Slugger, a four-time Gold Glove winner. He leads the Padres with a .291 batting average, 31 runs, 34 runs batted in. Philadelphia is at San Diego tonight, 7 p.m. Pacific start. Eric Hosmer is my guest. Eric, it's good to have you back on. How are you?
Good, Jim. How you doing, man?
Good. It's been a little while, Eric. Great talking to you. Listen, you dropped a couple of tough ones in Miami. I know you've got Philadelphia coming in tonight. So how eager are you to get back to the park, get that taste out of your mouth as quickly as you can?
Yeah. We're definitely eager to get back. You know, it's a tough series, especially winning the first one and dropping the next two. So we understand we got a good team coming in. We got to pick it up a little bit. So I think everyone's a little eager to get back and get back to work.
Eric Hosmer joining us. All right, so you're in your second season with the Padres. So how is life for you with that team, and how do you like America's finest city?
It's awesome out here. I tell you what, the way of life out here, as far as off the field, it's one of the best setups you can have. Beautiful ballpark. The weather's obviously really good for your body, and it's really fun to play out here every day. But it's been fun to see this team grow. A lot of these guys last year were making their debuts in the big leagues, and you know, now some of these guys, Framil Reyes and the Chris Paddock, these guys are making a name for themselves in the league. So it's fun to see how far we've come in the year. And, you know, I tell you what, it's been a big climb for these guys, and it looks good.
Eric Hosmer joining us. You know, a lot of those young guys you mentioned look to you. As an example, you've been on a tear lately, but your teammate Hunter Renfro said that, said something I thought was really interesting, Eric. He said to the Union Tribune that when you were not hitting as well at the start of the season, quote, it was kind of cool to watch him struggle. You got to see what he does when he does struggle, to watch him put in the work, know it's going to come back and not panic. Even if he is struggling, you would never know it. He's always high energy. He's a lot of fun to be around, end quote. To me, that's really high praise of you as a leader. How do you make sure that if you're not hitting the way you want to be hitting, you still bring it to the park every single day as a leader and as a teammate?
Yeah, you know, this game, baseball can get on you mentally with a 162-game season. You really just got to tell yourself at the start of the season that you trust your work for 162 games, and you know there's going to be ups, you know there's going to be downs, but you really just got to stay level-headed. You try and got to be the same guy, and, you know, you got to be a good teammate and play hard every single day, and that's just basically the mentality I have. And, you know, that's the work between the work I put in the offseason, the work I put in spring, and the day-to-day routine. I just trust that, you know, over the long haul, that it'll end up working out. But, you know, to hear that type of praise from a teammate especially means a lot. And, you know, a lot of these guys are the same way. There's a couple guys that didn't start out the way they wanted to as well and have turned it around and, you know, continue to do the same thing I've done every day at the field.
Eric Hosmer joining us. Now, you and I talked in the past about how big a part you were in changing that culture in Kansas City and building an expectation of winning. The results might not have shown up on the scoreboard the way you would have liked last year, but did you start to see some changes from a culture standpoint?
Yeah, you definitely, you know, I think at this point where we're at now this year, we have a lot of the guys that we plan on being here for a while at the big league level now, so I think it's just different that way. These guys have confidence. These guys aren't scared. They give you everything they have, and that's the biggest thing. I think there's no fear in these guys' game. They go out, they play with swagger, they play with confidence, and that's what you know, everybody tries to continue to preach in the locker room there, to go out there and be yourself and have confidence in what we do. And you know, obviously the acquisition of Manny helped a lot. That really brought a lot of swagger to our team. And it's definitely a different feel this year compared to last year.
Eric Hosmer joining us. What about that? I mean, you made the decision. You come in. If we have time, I'll double back to that. But you mentioned Manny Machado. When the team goes out and they sign him before the start of the season, what was your personal reaction to that news? And then what kind of a message did that send the entire clubhouse?
That's exactly it. It just changes the message. It changes the feel around the whole organization. I think when you bring in a guy like Manny Machado, There's nothing about your club that says development. I think it's a win now attitude. It shows you that ownership in the front office is doing what they can for us to win. So, you know, now it becomes on the guys in the locker room and on the field to go out there and produce. So I think, you know, that's what it really did. It brought a swagger to our team, but at the same time, it brought a sense of urgency to us that, you know, we're in this thing and we got to go out there and compete ready to win every single day now.
San Diego Padre, Eric Hosmer, my guest. And then as a further extension of that, you and Machado had dinner with Team Executive Chairman Ron Fowler to let him know, among other things, that you wanted Fernando Tatis Jr. on the roster. Now, Tatis is coming back from an injury at this moment, but at 20, what did you see in him to let you know that he was ready to be a part of that big league club?
Tatis is a guy that, you know, he's everything he does, whether it's on a baseball field or off the baseball field, he's going to be the best at whatever he does. It's amazing to see how talented he is at such a young age. And tools-wise, I don't think, I think this goes for a lot of guys in that clubhouse. We haven't seen a guy that young have those good of tools that he has. But the biggest thing is his mentality and the way he approaches the game. When he's in the clubhouse, he's just another guy. And even off the field, you don't think he's 20 years old. He's really mature for his age. And, you can see mentally how good he handles just everything that's thrown at him in life. He's obviously a top prospect and had a lot of attention come his way, but the way he handles his business and honestly, the first month of the season, he was leading our club, and you can tell he was leading in every aspect of the way. So he's just a special young talent that San Diego's really lucky to have for a long time.
We're talking to Eric Hosmer. Eric, I'm kind of curious. It's a process. You understand this, and you know it's not something that's going to happen overnight or even in your first year there. But at the same time, you're used to winning. You've always won. As manager Andy Green saw it, he felt like maybe you were actually even putting a little too much pressure on yourself, and you were putting the weight of the entire world on your back to try to get the team to win because you wanted it so badly. Was there anything to that? What was that experience like for you last year?
Well, I mean, whenever you're losing, whenever you're not winning, you're definitely going to try harder. You don't enjoy your time when you're losing, that's for sure. So just trying to find any way possible to get out of it, trying to find a way to get the guys out of it, and it just never happened. But, I think that's what the beauty of our club this year is, these guys all have that same mentality where losing's not okay for these guys. And, it leaves a bad taste in their mouth. Like you said, just dropping this series against Miami, I know these guys will be fired up to get in there, ready to work today, and I think that's the motivating thing, and that's what makes it fun to go into work every day because, you're playing with 24 other guys that have that same mentality as you.
So let me ask you about one more younger guy before I let you go. Fanmil Reyes, another player you've been really high on. What has he shown you this year, especially with the 16 home runs he has already?
Man, I tell you what, this guy's got some of the most amazing power I've seen. I've gotten to be on the World Baseball Classic with guys like Stanton and some of these guys that have light tower power. And, there's about five of those guys that are just in a different class when it comes to power in the league and where you see these guys hit balls in the stadium. And Franmil and Renfro as well are in that class. And, it would definitely be cool to see, if not both those guys, at least one of those guys head over to Cleveland and do that home run derby because, I tell you what, I know we're on the West Coast and our games are a little later, but if the world can see these guys hit some baseballs, they'd be amazed at how far they can hit a baseball, and it'd be something fun to see these guys in the home run derby.
Light tower power is one of my favorite lines.
Yeah.
Hitting 291, 9 home runs, 34 runs batted in on the season, leads the team in a number of offensive categories, and the Padres were back at it tonight at home against Philadelphia. Eric, it had been too long. It's great to have you back, man. I appreciate it so much.
No doubt, man. I agree. Always great talking to you guys.
Great talking to you, Eric. Have a great day. Good luck. Eric Hosmer joining us. Good to talk some Padres baseball. And he's having a really nice year, and the young guys obviously look to him. He is a World Series champion, a World Baseball Classic champion, an All-Star, a four-time Gold Glove winner, a Silver Slugger, and that's Ike. Two legends in the same segment. Eric Hosmer,